President Obama has made electronic medical records a priority, something noted by Wisconsin Health Secretary Karen Timberlake. She was at a summit in Sauk City, where stakeholders discussed the best way to share information. The obstacles to setting up a health information exchange are big, both for the country and the state, but the projected savings are substantial. Timberlake cited figures indicating if unnecessary and redundant health care were reduced by a third, the U.S. could save $300 billion each year.
Our share of that would be $6 billion annually, which happens to be the size of the state budget deficit that we all just wrangled through.
Before the state can receive incentive money from the federal government to set up electronic health systems, it has to have a plan. There's a rough outline, which health administrators, pharmacists, and others are now giving their input to. Some are concerned if patients are allowed to put in health information, there might be mistakes. Others want to make sure information is presented in a standardized way. Lawrence Schrader is CEO of Sauk Memorial Hospital. He says another concern is making sure each patient is identified correctly in a unique way, even when their situation changes.
Folks moving from, you know, new addresses, changing names, it's a never-ending challenge for us.
The other consideration is patient privacy. Wisconsin has already enacted laws to safeguard electronic records. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.